This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingles. There are other fine clarinetists around, wrote one London jazz critic, but Kenny DeVern is the master jazz musician on this instrument and has been for a quarter century and more. As a young man in the mid-1950s, DeVern played with the greats like Jack Teagarden, Phil Napoleon, Pee Wee Irwin, and the Dukes of Dixieland. He graduated to a level of greatness himself as the soprano sax playing anchor of what some call one of the most important jazz groups of the 1970s, Soprano Summit, with Bob Wilbur. DeVern moved to New Mexico in 2002 and spoke recently with Mark Weber about that moment in his Long Island, New York childhood home when his jazz life seemed to begin.
Somewhere around the age of 11 or 12, I heard this squeaking, squawking, growling music thing on the radio. And it turned out to be Pee Wee Russell playing with Muggsy Spanier on a tune called Memphis Blues by W.C. Handy. That's it. What I'll be damned. I heard this. I said, that's very nice and all that. But it was when Pee-wee comes in. That's when I went, I stood transfixed in front of the icebox, staring at it, on the radio on top of it.
Could you tell it was a clarinet when you first heard it?
No, I didn't know what the hell it was. All I know, I just said, I heard this. I said, I want to dedicate my life to this. That's it.
So what was it about that sound that grabbed you so much?
It was filthy. It was the way I felt about things. I mean, there was something very raw and something that in me that wanted out, that would come out like that.
And then after that, after you heard Pee-wee, what was your life like?
I went to high school, okay? So I'm in high school, and one of my classmates is Joe Grosso's son, who happened to be the drummer on that record, and we form a little Dixieland band in school, see? I went to Bobby's house to eat lunch, and there was Joe Grosso just getting up out of bed at 12 noon. He'd worked till 4 in the morning, probably didn't get to bed till about 6 or 7. And he comes out in his silk robe and a cigarette holder, you know, a long cigarette holder. And what do you say, kids? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But he would take us down to the original Eddie Condon's on West 3rd Street and take us in the back way. And we'd be able to hear these guys like Wild Bill Davison and Pee-wee and Eddie Condon and, you know, all these wonderful players that were there at that time. It was just a thrill to hear these guys in person.
Let's talk about your music for a while.
Yes.
What is your music? How would you describe it to a Martian or to somebody from Poughkeepsie?
I just think music is good music and bad music. And we are living in a world of bad music right now. I think the majority of the music that's being perpetrated, foisted upon the American public, and especially its children, is a disgrace and it's disgusting. And I think it's doing a lot of damage. That's irreparable, because they will never know what real music sounded like. I prefer song forms, okay? I prefer tunes that were written in the teens, the 1900s, the 20s, 30s, 40s. Gershwin, Berlin, people like that, Harold Arlen. I mean, those are the people who wrote songs that people were able to sing, whistle, they knew the words.
Thank you. thinking about when you are soloing? Are you working on rhythmic devices?
I'm working on nothing. All I'm trying to do is get to my subconscious faster as I can, just to get away from myself. And then I don't know what happens. Whatever happens, happens.
Seriously?
Seriously. I plan nothing. I'm a creature of what goes on around me and what's in, you know, like what I have to play, whom I have to play off of, with, etc. And what my audience is about. That determines my performance. And it doesn't matter if I'm playing Three Blind Mice or Lady Be Good. You know, the thing that's going to happen, if it does happen, is that I've stepped out of myself and I'm watching myself dance with whatever's going on.
Are you in a trance when you're like that?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's a trance-like state.
Mm-hmm. Are you having telepathy with the other musicians?
There is a form of that. Mm-hmm. You got to trust everybody around you. And that's where the telepathy comes in. Just an eyebrow raise, just a finger point, you know, quick finger pointing. And everybody knows exactly where they're going at that point. And that may not happen until maybe the last bar of a particular chorus or something. But the guys are there, they're ready, they're right there, boom.
Clarinet master Kenny DeVern, interviewed by Mark Weber. To learn more about Kenny DeVern and to hear much more from our interview session, including stories about his playing with Jack Teagarden, the Soprano Summit, and more, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. The Jazz of Enchantment radio series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Support for the series comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows, Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.